During the Chancellorsville battle, an aide asked Lee what he believed Hooker's next move would be, and the cocky commander answered that it did not matter. All that mattered was that he could get to the Yankees to fight them. Lee was being overly boastful. It did matter to him what Hooker would do, particularly now. Stuart's other mission for the Northern campaign, equally as important as screening Lee's movement from Northern eyes, was to use his cavalry scouts and guerrilla units, such as Mosby's Rangers, to gather information on Hooker's whereabouts during the rebel march north. Lee worried about intelligence leaking from slaves. He didn't realize how much information also hemorrhaged from rebel prisoners, deserters, and white civilians. Before launching his Pennsylvania invasion, Lee ordered officers to stop feeding Southern reporters information on the number of men being taken into battle and the casualties being suffered. Their stories, he knew, enabled the Union to determine the size of his force. Lee's success in mining Northern newspapers for information may have led him to believe that the Union Army also relied on Southern papers for its intelligence. He did not know that a skilled spy service was operating against him, and that Sharp's men were now busy unraveling exactly what he was up to. May 17, 1863. Where was Lee's army? How big was it? How was it now organized? What was the significance of rebel movements Union scouts detected? Hooker ordered his cavalry, along with Sharp spies, to find him answers. At the same time, he was intent on keeping Lee in the dark about his plans. He dispatched that day a 500-man cavalry detachment, joined by Sharp's agents, for a sweep in Virginia's northern neck, which was southeast of his Falmouth base camp above Fredericksburg. They were to gather intelligence on enemy activity, seize mail, and interdict rebel supply lines. Rumors and speculation ran rampant that Lee planned just a cavalry raid into the north. The stories masked the far larger operation he intended. Hooker's mounted force soon would prove of little value in uncovering the truth. The job fell to Sharp and his spies.